And right now, we are speaking to Rachel Code about a new graphic novel called New York City Glow. Rachel is a portrait artist who has been listed for the Lester Prize, as well as the Doug Moran National Portrait Prize. In fact, a whole bunch of portrait prizes. She's got a long history in illustration and design, but this is her first graphic novel, or a really, really long comic. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, with such an extensive history in portrait painting, have you always kind of been drawing comics on the side, or was this relatively kind of new practice to you?
It is quite new, although she grew up with me. I used to do it as a kid. I was always making comics. I just really put it on hold. I used to work in newspapers, but I was mainly news graphics and things like that, and I never really made the time for illustration. And then I became a painter, and I just around COVID time thought, right, I really want to get into this. So I devoted my time just to creating this this long comic. Yeah.
What is New York City Glow about? So you've got a snake and an octopus. When we say a snake and an octopus, are we speaking metaphorically, or are they really snakes and octopuses?
They are in the comic. So the octopus is a bioluminescent octopus, and the snake's actually a dugite. And I'll just describe the story, if you like. So it's a sentimental adventure. It's about a snake and an octopus and the near death of Johnny Ramone. It's set in 1977, and the capstone is the New York City blackout, which actually did happen on July 13, 1977, so 46 years ago, and it threw the city into chaos. It was just a total blackout. I mean, it was only overnight, but,
it was one of those kind of iconic New York moments, wasn't it? Like, there was looting and people kind of partying in the streets. What was it about that kind of caught your imagination, the looting or the partying in the streets?
Well, all of it, really. I mean, it's great. I recommend looking up on YouTube, actually, in some of the news reports. They're quite fun. I was looking for an event to sort of hang a story off, and I love big cities. I love the 1970s, so that was sort of easy. And I just looked for an event. I think I'd heard of the blackout, but, you know, on my research. And, yeah, I mean, it was serious enough to hang a story off. Originally, my ideas were possibly going to be for a children's book, so I just wanted something that wasn't too serious, but was also an event, yeah.
Well, I mean, Strawberry the Octopus has a prison record and an FBI file, so I feel like maybe you moved away from the children's story.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it got gritty quite quickly, which is good. I think that's more my style, actually. I'm not really sure why I thought I was able to do children's picture books, but I mean, it was fun trying, but, you know, yeah.
You gave it a crack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was all the process, really. Yeah.
From Johnny Ramone, who else pops up?
So I've got the Runaways, so Joan Jett's first band. Mm-hmm. They were around 1977. I've got little sort of, I call them fan facts. So I've got Phil Spector there with some guns waving around. I've got Lou Reed. And Hilly Crystal, who actually ran CBGB's, the famous nightclub where the US punk scene actually started. So I've just got a little bit about him. So it's just a really general overview of what was going on at the time in 1977, yeah.
It's a tribute to all kinds of music, from elevator to opera. It also is a tribute to friendship, I guess, and the unusual friendships that can kind of form in these kind of unusual circumstances.
I mean they're quite sweet characters, but they take their world very seriously, and there's some pretty horrendous things that happen to them, so it's kind of nice looking in on that as the reader. And I like the contrast of these sort of sweet characters and and in this quite serious human world where they're abiding by human laws and rules. So it was fun to do, actually, yeah.
If you've just tuned in, we're speaking with Rachel Code about her graphic novel, New York City Glow. Rachel, when you think about your creative practice moving forward, do you see yourself kind of splitting your time between portraiture and graphic novels, or was this kind of a one-off event?
Oh, no, absolutely. I really love doing this book, and I've started new ideas. It's a nice contrast to have my painting's totally different. It's quite emotive and serious, and I like splitting the time between the two. So it actually really helps both processes, actually, and I don't overthink my painting because I'm sort of guilty of doing that. So I can, I just split my time, which is great. So, yeah, I do hope I'll continue to do it, yeah.
So you can find New York City Glow, read all about Ray the Snake and Strawberry, the Glow Octopus. It's a new graphic novel by Rachel Code, and it is out now. Rachel, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us today.
Oh, thanks so much, Beck. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1.